This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A trade unionist criticizes the labor clauses concessions bill. An elderly man is rescued from a well in St. Peter. The DLP wants government spending to adequately address the country's needs in the upcoming financial year. And lead singer of Morgan Heritage, Peter Morgan, has died. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A trade unionist has harshly criticized the labor clauses concessions bill. General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, believes the legislation only offers protection for a subsection of workers. Calling into VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program, Mr. Franklin described the bill as shameful.
What about the employers that are devastating workers in this country that do not get government concessions? So why are you legislating for only 14,000 workers in Barbados when there are people in the public service and the private sector that are being treated just as bad or worse than what the people in the hotels are getting? So if government intended for the benefit of workers in Barbados, it wouldn't be a concessions bill. It would have been a labor clauses, a terms and conditions bill, where everybody in Barbados would have similar conditions, but the government would have minimum standards for everybody. This bill is doing that to make sure that people join the Barbados Workers Union.
General Secretary of Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Minister of Labor, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, refuted the accusations and stressed that it is for the protection of workers.
It is not a tourism piece of legislation, but tourism can have its rates, and we will be moving to have some elements, some sectors in tourism included in terms of setting rates. But the bill that has passed is a framework bill that speaks to any sector that receives government concessions. It is not a BWU bill, even though the BWU spoke about it and asked for it. We dealt with some aspects of it just last year. So in discussions with the hotel sector and the accommodation sector, it came up as a possibility and the union has asked for it, but this is not intended to marshal troops or members to any particular union. This is meant to protect workers.
Minister of Labor, Social Security, and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. Meantime, some small businesses fear that the labor clauses concessions bill will also have a negative implication for them. President of the Waste Haulers Association, Anderson Cherry, raised the issue on Brass Tacks Sunday. In making his point, he referenced an update from the Minister of Transport and Works, Antia Bradshaw, last Friday on government's mill and pave program. He's concerned that the road works are not being shared evenly among industry players and explained that the bill could make a bad situation worse for some employers.
There's about $10 million that's being paid out so far to two companies. Yet there are two other companies in Barbados that also have asphalt plants, but no work. Those two companies, along with the waste haulers and the small businesses, could employ a lot more people because we are all hurting, Barry. Barry, we cannot get our loans paid. We got guys that got 10 people, 20 people, some got 50 people that employ, and we can't get a job. But yet, we're hearing now that some companies could lose their concessions, but they have some companies that can't even get the concession. But yet, we have to compete with those big companies at the same rate. It is wrong.
President of the Waste Haulers Association, Anderson Cherry. Democratic Labour Party President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood says the estimates for the next financial year must address the needs of Barbadians. His comments came ahead of the debate of the Appropriations Bill 2024 in the House of Assembly tomorrow. A corrected figure from the Ministry of Finance indicates that the government's spending will increase by $447.2 million. Speaking during a DLP St. Michael North branch meeting, Dr. Yearwood said the estimates must solve some of the country's most pressing issues.
When you hear the estimates as well next week, ask yourself, does it develop a stronger economy? Does it put more money in your pocket? Does it put more money in your family's pocket? Does it make healthcare more accessible to you? Does it decrease the wait times at the QH? Does the estimates help to fix all of the problems that we're seeing at secondary schools in Barbados? And those are the questions. And if the answer to any of those questions is no, the estimates are a failure.
He raised doubts about certain aspects of the estimates.
And how do you develop a road maintenance program that is not a reoccurring cost? The government has told us that they're allocating $37.5 million for hospital services. $13.6 million will be for policy direction and formulation. $11 million for primary care services. And what is interesting about this, you're spending $13.6 million on policy direction while you are only spending $11 million on actual health care provision.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne, has questioned some aspects of the cybercrime bill. Mr. Thorne's comments came during the Marcia Weeks show last night, where he responded to questions about the need for the legislation.
Speaking honestly and speaking objectively, there are portions of the bill which were valid. I mean, you really can't attempt to destroy a man, and we do that every day in Barbados. We attempt to destroy people. Already, there are defamation laws. If I say something about Caswell and it is untrue, and not only untrue, if it is unfair comment, and if it is intended maliciously to destroy you, you can sue me and you can have the court order me to compensate you. But the suspicion comes. Why threaten to imprison me when the defamation laws say that the punishment should be monetary?
Political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne. An elderly man had to be rescued from a well at Allendale in St. Peter. Starcom Network News understands that 73-year-old Giles Dianton of Polymer Gardens, St. Peter, fell into a 30-foot water tank yesterday. The Barbados Fire Service received a call just about 2 in the afternoon and responded with 12 officers and 3 fire trucks led by Divisional Officer Patrick Edwards. The man complained of a dislocated shoulder and several abrasions across his body. He was taken for treatment. Some senior residents of the Cave Hill community in St. Michael were treated to a luncheon and prize giving for their contributions to the area. The Cave Hill Community Club yesterday hosted the initiative at the Montgomery Sports Pavilion as a way to show appreciation for the elderly in the neighborhood. Speaking to the media following the event, club president Troy Williams explained the rationale behind it.
We're doing a lot of programs for the youth, and we decided to go to the elders who would have been very instrumental in developing the KFL area, because KFL is a very close-knit community, and in the past, you know, like other communities, KFL was considered a dangerous community, but now we've reduced a lot in terms of the crime and the violence, and what we decided to do is to just celebrate by the luncheon and giving some prizes for persons that would serve our community. We had 35 years of service, 40 years, the old groundsman and other persons, but we would have catered to 100 senior citizens. The feedback was great.
President of the Cave Hill Community Club, Troy Williams, and lead singer of Morgan Heritage, Peter Anthony Morgan, has died. The family made a post of the singer's passing, stating that Morgan died yesterday. The post did not reveal how he passed. Morgan led the Grammy Award-winning group, which consisted of 5 children of reggae artist Denroy Morgan. And finally, a man has set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., and that's according to emergency services. The incident happened around 1 p.m. local time yesterday. The city's fire department reported that officers from the U.S. Secret Service extinguished the flames before the man was taken to hospital with critical, life-threatening injuries. Recapping the headlines. A trade unionist criticizes the labor clauses concessions bill. An elderly man is rescued from a well in St. Peter. The DLP wants government spending to adequately address the country's needs in the upcoming financial year. And lead singer of Morgan Heritage, Peter Morgan, has died. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.